Proclamation number 6080, dated the October 16th, 1954. The adversary's influence of will. Destructions. It should suffice you to know that everything in my creation proceeds according to my will. Thus my adversary will not be able to affect creation in some form or other, because he is only able to affect the spiritual being in possession of free will, the human being. But then he once again aims to influence the latter so that the human being himself will try to change works of creation in my adversary's favor. Thus, whatever the human being is able to accomplish may always be according to my will, but it may also correspond to my adversary's will, because the human being is influenced from both sides. However, anything that lies outside the human being's sphere of authority can never be implemented by my adversary. It is to be entirely ascribed to my activity, because my adversary has lost all power over creation, over the spiritual substance which is still bound. But precisely because of this, my adversary will exert all his influence to make people compliant into becoming destructively active, because this will release the bound spirits, which he believes he may take possession of again. This, too, will be impossible for him. Nevertheless, the released spiritual substance has an unfavorable effect on everything surrounding it because it has left the order and therefore also creates disorder in its environment. Thus it can disrupt an existing natural law. So, indirectly it is indeed my adversary's work, yet always through the human will, whilst my will alone is sufficient to re-establish the order and to work creatively and constructively in the whole of the universe. This, my adversary's impotence, will cause him to devise plans of a truly satanic nature, by motivating people to destroy the globe, yet with a view of different goals which impels them into intense activity. Incapable of accomplishing destruction himself, he will cleverly disguise it as a worthwhile utilization of unfamiliar energies. And he will find enough people on this earth to comply with his will and who therefore also receive strength from him for all kinds of discoveries and results. Although the subsequent natural disasters will only affect the creations which arose through my will, they nevertheless cannot be classed as a direct expression of Satan, but they will always be disruptions of order which were caused by human will, even though they will be of immense significance in the spirit's phase of development, both of those who have free will and those who are still in a bound state. For their course of development will be interrupted and thus will require my counteraction so that the disrupted order will be restored again, so that the interrupted development can continue to proceed. My adversary's plan will certainly fail, for he will not regain the released spirits, yet he will have won the people who will have become enslaved by him. The souls which were already further advanced, but he will lose every entitlement over them through the forthcoming renewed banishment. My adversary's influence on the human being's free will is immense, yet he has no control over any created being apart from the human being. He cannot implement anything once a person's will refuses to surrender to him. And everything which is inaccessible to a human being, which human will cannot influence, is always my reign and activity in the universe and never my adversary's expression of power, who is stripped of all authority, but he will do whatever it takes to make the human will compliant in order to implement his plan through him, and cause your downfall. Amen.